Time on the morning show to put one up on the green, as it were, and our guest is Lowell Weaver. Lowell is the general manager of The Medalist. Good to have you back this week.
Good to be back.
It was nice to start off the program with questions from a listener, and we'll get to some questions again this week. The Golf Guide just came out.
Yeah, it came out on Sunday.
Yeah, and what was the focus? I'm kind of curious what they were thinking about and how that might apply and be of help to somebody listening this morning.
Yeah, this year was kind of cool. It was it was about pace of play, and everybody these days seems to be running all over the place, and so that seems to be one of the problems with some golf courses and things like that is pace of play.
Okay,
both being too fast or too slow, depending on your perspective and what you want to do.
All right, now that is problematic because peak season. A lot of people want to get out and play. I think our tolerance for slow play really doesn't go very far. How do you balance that?
Well, you know, I look at it really as far as on the golf course, you can play at whatever pace you'd like to play at. The key is to have good etiquette when you're on the golf course. So if you're out there with a buddy or your family or a young child or something and you want to take your time and relax and enjoy the beautiful outdoors, do that. The only thing is if you're not waiting for a group in front of you and there's groups behind you that are in a hurry, just let them play through.
Yield.
Then everybody has fun. That's the thing is I kind of look at the golf course a little bit like the highway. Now, you may be playing at a decent pace. You may be driving at a decent pace. But if somebody's in that left lane and they want to get by you, you move over and let them go past you and you go on your way and you enjoy what you're doing. The same thing as on a golf course, because if you're in that left lane and you're holding a bunch of people up, back about 3 miles back, there's nobody's moving. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing on a golf course. But if you just move over, let them go by, then you enjoy yourself, they enjoy themselves, and everybody has a great time. So
everybody
you can play at your
time.
Own pace. It's just a matter of using good etiquette the way I look at it.
Sure. I was kind of curious about something. We've had such an unusual spring. Spring came so early this year. And your background in turf management and that science, there's a process, isn't there, to getting your course ready? What did this early spring due to that process?
Well, there's two things to it. Some springs we do get off to what we call the Indian summer in February, and it gets warm for a couple of days, and everybody gets excited. This year, it just never stopped. It was great all spring. And you're right. What happened was we just kept going. We got the greens mowed, and then we moved on to the fairways and everything. We kept waiting for that snow or cold weather to hit, and it never did. It's been great. It makes everybody get excited that much earlier, and so I expect it to be a good year because everybody's excited early. And it just kept right on going. So we're looking forward to this year.
How did the course come through the winter?
It came through great. There wasn't a lot of snow cover. The warm weather really helped. We didn't have any diseases coming out. The course is in the best shape it's ever been in April. So I think a lot of courses in this area can say the same thing.
A lot of smiles on the folks that play the Medalist. They want to hear that. Getting emails with questions, we appreciate that. Send them to the website. Lowell will answer them. And I like this. This is pretty cute. The Smith family, they have to remain somewhat anonymous because they don't want, to hurt anybody's feelings here. Says, my father-in-law likes to take us out to play golf, but it takes about a day and a half. Now we get back to the etiquette thing. Because he spends most of the time looking for balls, he slices off into the woods. What could be the problem? Is there any simple advice we could work into the conversation that might help? He springs for the golf, so I'm not really complaining, but man, the guy goes through more golf balls than anybody I've ever seen.
I wonder if it really is a Mr. Smith. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways of looking at that. It could be that he just wants to spend a little time with his family, and he wants to prolong that. So he wants to say, you know what, I'm going to go look for some golf balls and make sure that we spend as much time as possible out here.
I'm not so sure that I'd go with you on that one. What's the more likely mechanical problem, Matt?
Yeah, there's a... Obviously, he must not be a very good golfer. There's one way you can do that, and what I would do, seeing how he's springing for the golf, is why don't you spring for the golf balls, possibly? Buy some extra golf balls, bring them with you. When he hits one in the woods, just say, here, Dad, I got one for you. Just drop it to the edge and go ahead and hit it. Or maybe let him look for a minute, because sometimes the looking for golf balls is kind of like an art, and people love to do that sometimes. I have some players that come in and talk about all the golf balls they find on the course. But I would say just... bring some extra golf balls with you so you can enjoy it and just drop a golf ball for him. Say, here you go, Dad, hit this one.
Beyond that, if you're talking about looking at the mechanics of the game, it's probably not a simple answer.
There's no way of doing something like this without seeing somebody to know what's going on. It could be a number of different things that would cause it without seeing him. I'd suggest you go to a PGA pro and get a lesson, maybe pay for a lesson for his dad, just to see if that helps out with that.
There you go. So if you're listening, certainly hope that you are. Pick up a few extra balls. Don't have to buy the good ones, but just make sure that you always have a few sleeves there in case a dad has a particularly bad day. Upcoming events at the Medalist early in the spring?
We don't have much coming on for the next few weeks because, there again, we're not. Mm-hmm. Last year we opened, I think, on April 12th. So
okay.
We're way ahead of schedule. Okay. Most of the events start taking place in May. We do have one of the things we have coming up is we started doing a ladies drop-in, like a drop-in league, so to speak. It's kind of not real formal, and that's going to start on Wednesday the 25th. It's every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, $18 for 9 holes with a cart, $25 for 18 with a cart, and we're looking for all kinds of women. We have some of our members that are looking for some ladies to play, and if they can stop in, that'd be great.
All right, what's the number to call for times and for information on setting up leagues and events at the Medalist?
You can just call us at the course. It's 789-4653, or if you'd like, you can go to our website, just themedalist.com.